With its diverse population, Atlanta does a relatively good job recruiting African Americans for positions at tech companies, but it's often an uphill battle, especially if you're poor. As WABE's Tisneen Shama reports, for African Americans looking to succeed in the tech industry, it's much more than just having the technical skills.
At TechScore Labs in Midtown Atlanta, you'll find glass walls and high ceilings. It follows the typical design trends of today's hip innovation centers and co-working office spaces. It's also where 14 low-income African American students are learning how to code in Java.
I got all this code inside the main method of my class. And then, when I decided to redo it and reorganize it, look.
That's all you gotta have. And then, I'm calling.
CodeStart is a free year-long training program for low-income young adults between 18 and 24. It was started by Rodney Sampson. He's what you would call a diversity evangelist in the tech industry. This program, he says, is
an experiment on whether or not we can take disconnected youth, quote-unquote, who've been labeled by the system, and teach them how to be a junior level software engineer or developer.
All of the students are from Atlanta and have a high school diploma or GED, but not a college degree. Daniel Lawrence says it's the most fun he's ever had learning.
Every single day is tangible progress. That's the most amazing part of it. One day I could be totally confused about a concept, and the next day I'm laughing at the way I felt. It's a beautiful adventure.
The full-time program is funded through donations and a $250,000 grant from Atlanta Workforce Development Agency. The students get housing and a $500 living stipend. And because some of his low-income students don't have bank accounts, he pays them in postal money orders. But when one student tried to cash his money order, a clerk suspected it was fake because she said she didn't see it in her computer system. She took his ID and told him to call the police on himself. When Rodney Sampson arrived, the student was in handcuffs in the back of a police car.
I could see the intersection of civil, human, and economic rights inequities colliding.
When Sampson spoke up for his student, officers immediately began to grill him about the money order.
And so they were like, well, do you have the receipt? You know, can you show us a copy of the receipt? And, you know, at first I was like, well, I don't have to prove that I purchased something, you know. But here I am pulling out a receipt on Forsyth Street in downtown Atlanta, showing these officers that I purchased all of these money orders. So I was a little uncomfortable doing that.
Sampson tweeted about the incident and pointed out that the clerk, officer, and student were all black. But
when that officer puts on that blue uniform, he is now adopting the institutionalized racism, discrimination, bias, classism, you name it, that goes with doing his job. And so when you lack that education and lack that historical context, it's quickly to say, this has nothing to do with race. Unfortunately, most things in America have to do with race, just because race is our Achilles heel.
It's especially evident, he says, at large tech companies. Companies like Twitter, Facebook, and Google that report only 1% of their technical employees are African American. Sampson says he just wants the tech industry to give his black students a chance.
We got to have the tech culture being open to welcoming them, not automatically thugifying them or stereotyping them.
But he knows it's an uphill battle, and he's preparing his students for it. Katiana Stevens says the program's really hard at times, but having classmates who are also from low-income backgrounds helps.
A lot of us have been on the verge of tears after the first week. However, we've built a strong sense of community really fast, and so we've all muscled through. We support each other and tell each other to keep going.
This month, CodeStart is coaching students on interviewing skills, financial literacy, resume writing, and cleaning up their social media profile. Tisneen Shama, WABE News.